So Declan, it's been a while since we had you on, but it's nice to be talking football at this time of the year and still involved in competition.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she's brilliant. Yeah, with the club's had a good year, you know, getting promoted back into Division 2 and then getting the sustained run in the Junior Championship and, yeah, getting through to intermediate for next season and getting first outing in the Ulster Club Championship. So, yeah, exciting year for the club.
Yeah. Obviously, it was well documented in the media about the objection that was lodged by Mavell on the result of the Junior A final. Declan, did it have any sort of effect on you guys planning for Ulster this weekend?
No, I didn't really. Actually, you know, once the game was over, and you know, they were very. We didn't really, you know, at the end of the day, we just had a job to do to get ready for the match on Saturday, and that's exactly what we done. So yeah, no, listen, preparations have gone reasonably well. The weather hasn't been great, and we've got a bit of work done. So looking forward to a good challenge now against Liston Skee, which it will be a good challenge. They're a decent side, so yeah, it's going to be an interesting match.
Yeah. Just on that junior final, Declan, what did it mean to everybody involved in the club and obviously the people in the parish? Because it was your first championship since 99, and the club has went through some very, very testing and difficult periods in recent years. So what does it mean to everybody involved to win a championship?
Listen, it's massive, Oisín, to be quite honest. You know, we don't have an underage structure. We find it difficult with numbers. Numbers have always been a problem. And, you know, we got a good squad of players together. A lot of lads have hung on an extra number of years just to keep the club going. And for those guys, it's been brilliant. You know, we also have a core of guys in their mid-20s that have stayed about. There's maybe six or seven of those guys that stayed about that didn't emigrate. You know, and those guys really drove the club on over the last number of years, and for those people also it's been important, and for the guys involved, you know, that's in the background all the time and that you know, gave of their time, there's very little else to be doing, you know, around the Doherty Lecture area. It's a small area, and you know, it brings you right back to where the grassroots football is at club level. And you know, it's been a very, very enjoyable, and it was massive for the club. 24 years since we won a championship. I was back in intermediate in 99. So, yeah, no, it was massive couple of days after too, and really enjoyable, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Obviously, you have hit the pinnacle of the club, and you have won a championship, and you mentioned about no real underage structure there. Is that now something that the club are going to try and develop and improve on maybe now in the next couple of years and try and build something off a championship success, Declan?
Well, listen, we're still really struggling with numbers. I mean, there's three schools in the area, the Doherty, Letcher, and Minagoan. And, you know, within those schools, I think there may only be 50-odd pupils in total at those. And if you take from the age of five, from five up to around 12, that's 7 years. And, you know, there's maybe half of those are girls, half of those are boys. So it's very difficult to get any underage structure. We just don't have the numbers. You know, in the past, those guys would have went played underage would done low, but even in the last 2 or 3 years we just had nobody at that age group, and even this year coming out, we don't have anyone coming out of minor that have played minor. The last two have been Oisin Caulfield and my own lad Killian have come through, and I mean, they've been a big help to us. But you know, the numbers are so tight on the ground, and that's why a lot of our lads remain playing on into their 40s, because they have to keep the club going, really, you know.
Yeah. Let's turn our focus now to Liston Skee. What do you know of the Fermanagh opposition ahead of Saturday's fixture, Declan?
Yeah, no, listen, they're a decent side. You know, I watched them a couple of times, and they, you know, did 19-point facile victory in the final of the Fermanagh Championship. You know, they are really a senior club. They've won 20-odd titles at senior level in Fermanagh. I think they won the All-Ireland club was 10 or 11 years ago, an intermediate club title, All-Ireland level. So, you know, they're down intermediate or down junior this season, and you know, they really walk through Fermanagh. So listen, they're a decent team, and it'll give us a really, really powerful test at the weekend. But listen, we're going into unknown territory. From our point of view, it's the first time ever going into an Ulster club campaign, but it's one that the lads have really, really embraced, and as I say, really looking forward to it. The whole club is now, in fairness.
Yeah, and do you have everybody available, Declan? Do you have everybody fit and well for it?
Yeah, listen, you know, when you have a long season, there's always going to be a number of niggles and knocks, and we have a number of players that are probably struggling for the weekend. Maybe Ryan Hennessy and possibly Adam McHugh going to be out for the weekend, which would be, you know, a blow for us. But listen, it'll give some of the other lads an opportunity to come in. But no, listen, as I say, the whole area in the parish are really looking forward to it now. And as I say, you know, come Saturday afternoon, we'll be giving it our all in O'Donnell Park.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Declan, thanks for talking to us, and we wish you the best of luck on Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Oisín.